Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
So we just heard that Miss South Africa is back after a major brand pulled out. We haven't had a Miss South Africa pageant. Oh, woe is me. The shame, the horror. But now there's a new sponsor. So we've got a brand new pageant coming up. But the whole point is, after she's crowned, what does Miss South Africa actually do?
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, the stuff I said earlier about Miss South Africa, when
is someone
I think
backtracking?
She does,
yeah.
No.
No?
I'm not dissing or disrespecting the crown. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm followed by 3 Miss South Africas on Instagram.
Sorry, you just dropped a name.
Yeah, I do. So I am. So I'm just saying. But anyway, on Twitter, Duran Poison says, "Just smile, wave, boys. A smile and wave. That's what Miss South Africa does." We got at 7. She doesn't do anything, really. Just post Instagram pictures.
So we asked you kids of KZN, what do you think Miss South Africa actually does? That's what you had to say.
Hi, Skits Radio. Miss South Africa works to make the boys go cuckoos.
Oh, my gosh.
But she does turn heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Good morning, East Coast Radio.
Morning.
A whole lot of beautiful women together are called a bevy of beauties.
Huh.
Okay.
A bevy. Not a bird. Not birds.
Not birds.
Not a flock either.
Okay.
We were close.
Hey, this is Leander from Zuma. Miss South Africa is just there to be beautiful. She is the prettiest girl in South Africa.
Well, some of us might take offense to that, for
sure. According to 5 judges, anyway.
Hi, my name is Amuche. I think Miss South Africa takes care of the whole of South Africa and always loves everyone in South Africa and never stops believing. Thank you.
Never stop believing. World peace.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ethan. I think Miss South Africa sits down with all her friends every day and puts makeup on and straightens her hair.
I think so far that's maybe the closest.
That is proper, bro.
Look, we've got on the line right now Omuhle and Amahle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is this Omuhle or Amahle?
Okuhle.
Okay.
I'm sorry, our producer,
What does Miss South Africa do? What do you think she does?
Miss South Africa helps the poor people.
How does she help the poor people, Okuhle?
By feeding them food.
Does she go to their house?
Yes.
To every single poor person's house?
Yes.
She hasn't been at my house, though.
Because Sky's not poor, hey. And then where does she live, Okuhle?
He lives in a big, beautiful house.
In a big, beautiful house. Okay, and then she wakes up every morning and she goes to all the poor people and feeds them.
No, the people that help her go to the houses and then they feed the people.
Oh, okay. So she's got staff. Okuhle, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
That works.
Look, it does. We still have no idea what she actually does.
Kids of KZN are the best.
But look, while we actually were getting Okuhle on the phone, I just remembered that one of the ladies that used to do our social media, she's won but many a beauty title.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want our pageants?
Yeah, so I'm gonna see if we can get her on the line and perhaps talk to a real beauty queen and find out what do beauty queens do.
Oh, I'm keen.
Lots of the kids messaging in this morning, 061-792-9495. Lots of things. I love the one where she said, no, my mom said she sits on a throne and looks down on us.
She feeds poor
she
people.
She feeds poor people. Her job is to make guys go woo-woo.
Yeah.
And also, Durban Poison said on Twitter that her job is to smile and wave, boys.
Yeah, smile and wave.
Smile and wave. So how better to actually find out what happens after being crowned than speaking to a beauty pageant winner?
Oh, yes.
Right here live in the studio. Her name is Lizanne Lazarus. She actually works now at East Coast Radio. Former Miss DUT, Miss Itikwini 2014, Miss SA Campus First Princess 2016, Miss Mamelodi Sundowns SA Second Princess, a Gateway Brand Ambassador, and I do believe one day a Miss South Africa. Lizanne Lazarus, good morning.
Cute.
Do the
Thanks,
wave.
Guys.
Do the wave.
Yeah.
She's doing the wave.
That voice. Hello, Lizanne.
Nice guy.
Hello,
my darling. Oh. Do you have, like, am I looking at you like through a filter or something?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay. Cheers. I've never seen such beauty.
Guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey. Went some wine with that cheese there, boy.
Hey.
So, Lizanne, I'm just going to ask you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
A beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm.
What is the actual experience like being part of something? Because you either see the movies where everyone is like so fake and like world peace, or they are such bees to each other. They are catty and nasty. What is it like in KZN, South Africa, to be in a beauty pageant?
I think that's the sad truth of the media, because they'll feed you something that they want you to buy or to sell. However, in my own experiences, there's a reason why I kept going back and entering more and more pageants after the first one. Because the experience is indescribable. You meet different girls from all walks of life. You get empowered but through different workshops. And I mean, just meeting different girls from all walks of lives, you learn so much from their own personal stories. And each girl, so what we call it is a sisterhood, because right now some of my best friends are girls.
She's answering like a Miss Southern.
Yeah.
I want to ask a real question. Is it easier to be friends with the girls that you think are equally as hot or hotter than you, or the girls that are not as hot as you?
I don't know. I don't think you can answer that question, because for me, everyone is different.
Yeah.
Everyone is beautiful in their own way. So there's no one definition of the word beauty, or you can't really say this person is more prettier than this person. Because once I talk to you, I probably really connect with you so well because you're so relatable. There's something that we have in common. So for me, that's the beauty of pageants. It's not what you gain completely out of it in terms of the crown and the sash. It's what you gain personally and how you grow from it. And the friends you make along the way.
And the question we've been asking the whole morning, Lizanne.
Uh-huh.
Miss South Africa, in her reigning year.
Yes.
Because obviously, I guess it's a job. What's your role? What do you do for South Africa?
Okay. So Miss South Africa is not a pageant. It's a job. The manner in which they display the girls who are all vying for this job role is through a pageant. So what she actually does is she makes public appearances as an aspirational woman giving motivational talks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She visits remote areas and adds her hand in making a difference. She creates her own CSI campaigns and executes them.
Yeah.
So Miss SA embodies a modern global aspiration for all potential women in South Africa. She's confident and independent, and during her reign, she exudes that. She attends a number of sponsors' events. She holds workshops for the upliftment of other young South African women. And she's the ambassador for SA and carries new hope.
Okay, so does she have a 9-to-5?
Yes.
Does she get paid a salary?
Her salary is the everything prize that she earned. Yeah.
Does she get a seat in parliament?
Oh, I wish. That would be great.
Lizanne, a real question.
Yeah.
Does someone teach you how to do the beauty pageant wave and how to walk downstairs without looking at your feet?
For international purposes, you would have a coach that would prepare you to be off the standard of international purposes. However, Miss South Africa, you would find her probably in a shopping mall with slippers on and her hair tied. She's not going to always be
really
walking in a certain way or waving in a certain way. And she's just a normal girl.
Is there a contract that states that you, to be Miss South Africa, have to remain single during your reign?
Not at all.
Does a Miss South Africa pageant, would they accept a woman who's in a same-sex relationship?
Are you allowed because, to? Yes, because your relationship is not publicized, for the main reason of it being other young women look up to you. So I'm not going to look up to, if I know a 7-year-old girl is looking up to me, I'm not going to make her aspire to be in a relationship. I'm going to make her aspire to be more of the qualities of an independent, aspirational woman who's a go-getter, not based on a relationship or,
And then just quickly before we wrap here, and then when you get fired, because obviously it's a 1-year contract, right? You become a former.
Yes.
Do you go back to your normal job and we forget about you? Like,
what's so amazing about the pageant is that it opens up so many other doors for you. And when you become a Miss South Africa or any title holder for that fact, this gives you a platform to showcase your talents, who you are and what you stand for. In that sense, you get to meet people who might be able to aid those passions for you and make it your full-time job. So that's what they go and end up doing after it.
Well, who knew? Lizanne Lazarus, you can go back to not eating carbs. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. Lizanne is a former Miss DUT, Miss Etsequini 2014, Miss SA Campus First Princess 2016, Miss Mamelodi Sundown Second Princess, and a Gateway Brand Ambassador. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and we'll see you on the stage soon.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
East Coast Breakfast.